Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, England, with the morning glory. Hallelujah. God has already done everything that you need. For the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is in you. Hallelujah. The same power usward. Hallelujah. Faith appropriates what God hath already provided. In Ephesians chapter 1, it tells us that he hath already blessed us. Glory to God. And in Ephesians chapter 2, it says, by grace are ye saved through faith. Oh, praise God. There is a power at work here, and it's in us, the divine flow. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, you he hath quickened. The quickening power of the Lord, the bringing alive power of the Lord, has already been purchased by way of Christ rising from the dead. Your spirit is as alive, if you're in Christ, as it could ever possibly be. And if you're in Christ, your body has his resurrection power on the inside of it. Consider that. In the spirit realm, you will have been made alive, and by faith you can draw out that alive power. It's today to say, Father, I thank you that I do have resurrection power alive on the inside of me, and I take my authority and I speak my healing to come to pass. I speak my prosperity to come to pass. You see, your attitude is important today, Audioboo. Victory. Yes. In Philemon chapter 1 verse 6, it says that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You see, when you understand and acknowledge at a deeper level, when you believe with all your heart, your faith will work. Hallelujah. It becomes effectual. And then you are as Jesus is in the spirit realm. And then it's inside you. Oh, glory to God in the spirit. You will be as complete as you will ever be. And by acknowledging this, you will flick the switch, the power shall be generated, for by grace are you saved through faith. Yes, your nature has been changed. It says in verse 5, you have been quickened by grace. Verse 6, you have been raised up and you are sat in heavenly places. Oh, glory to God. This is the verse, this is the linchpin. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Nothing you can do, Audioboo. It is the gift. The gift of God. Hallelujah. Not of works, lest any man can boast. So you can't say, I got myself saved. It was all me. No, it's God's work alone. Yes. Praise the Lord. You see, the wonderful things. Scripture talks about the manifold, many parts of grace. And grace is unearned, undeserved, unmerited, unrewarded favour. If anything has to be done in any way to earn it, then it isn't God's grace. Grace is something God does for you, independent of you. It's nothing to do with you. By grace, Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. He didn't wait till you were born and admitted your sins, then responded to you. No, God determined in his heart he would send his son to die for you before the world was created. You were already in his heart. Jesus died for your sins too. 2,000 years ago, before you'd even sinned. So today, grace is independent. And Titus 2:11 says, the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared unto all men. Today, reach out with faith and receive that wonderful gift. That wonderful gift, and activate the power inside you. The same power that raised Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. The quickening power of the Lord has been purchased by way of Jesus' rising. Hallelujah. Faith isn't just believing God to do something in the future. It's believing he's already done it by grace. You see, I'm a Hebrews 11 man. I'm going to speak the things that are not as if they are in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. By the stripes of Jesus, I have been healed. And in Deuteronomy 8:18, God gives me the power to get wealth. Hallelujah. Yes, your body, if you're in Christ Jesus, has resurrection power on the inside of it today. If you know him, by grace are you saved through faith, then activate, speak. Speak out loud. Speak to your problems. Tell your mountain how big your God is instead of God how big your mountain is. Hallelujah. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England, blessing you today. Praise the Lord.